From London, this is BBC Caribbean Report.
One Caribbean offshore finance official is claiming victory in the fight against the OECD's crackdown against tax havens. In an unprecedented joint statement, the leaders of Dominica's three main political parties have condemned a series of threats against key leaders and installations. And Trinidad and Tobago's footballers say they won't play ball for nothing. I'm Bertram Niles, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. A victory for the Caribbean is how a senior offshore finance official in St. Vincent and the Grenadines has termed recent developments on banking secrecy in Europe. The European Union was forced to scale back its attempts to push three European tax havens, Austria, Belgium and Luxembourg, to exchange information on offshore bank accounts. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the OECD, had insisted that Caribbean offshore centers open up their financial systems. The region had agreed to do so on the proviso that the OECD apply the same rules to its members. St. Vincent and the Grenadines has now joined Antigua and Barbuda in writing the OECD to ask for a meeting to consider the future of the OECD crackdown. I asked Louise Mitchell, St. Vincent's Deputy Offshore Finance Inspector, whether the OECD initiative was now at risk.
Absolutely. It definitely is. Because the issue of the level playing field, that is totally critical to the letters of commitment that we all signed.